the Bilderberg folks aren't too happy these days, Alex, are they?
No, they're not. And this is the most important Bilderberg news that I've ever reported in the six-plus years that you've been gracious enough to have me on your radio broadcast. I mean, when we're in trouble, when we're down, when the globalists are having victory after victory, I report the facts from multiple sources. But when we're having victories, which are very rare, I do want to let people know that some good things have happened, but also some bad things. This is the first time that a large portion of the Bilderberg Group members did not even come to the event because there was so much international coverage. Spanish media was there. It was being held in Sitges, Spain, outside Barcelona. It ended Sunday. They've been meeting since 1954. For those that just tuned in, this is the global government. We've gotten their documents. And I've talked to the London Guardian reporters involved. I've talked to Jim Tucker, who does have sources inside. I have sources connected, I'll just say, through Congress to some of the people that have attended in the past. And we're all getting the same intel. They are panicked. Number one, one Bilderberg attendee said, "We are about whipped or about defeated on the subject of global carbon taxes, the fake move to regulate and control every facet of our lives." That's their main mechanism to fund the world government, are these global carbon taxes. So they're failing on that front. The public all over the world is waking up to them. Dovetailing with that, 2 weeks ago, or now 3 weeks ago, Zbigniew Brzezinski, top globalist, gave a CFR speech televised on C-SPAN and said that for the first time, the entire world is awakened politically to the true power structure and to the world government, and that their system is in trouble because basically the public isn't distracted by puppet prime ministers and presidents anymore. They're looking directly to the global banking structure. And so he was very candid to the top elitist and said, "Look, we're in trouble. The people are awake." And that was mirrored again at Bilderberg 2010. The problem is, because the world is awakening to them, they want to accelerate taxes on the internet and talk radio. They want to accelerate what's been in the news this week, that the Federal Trade Commission here in the United States, but similarly they have other groups in Europe, want to start clamping down and licensing people, alternative news media. They want to have government funding of the mainstream media. That means television and print. They want to go after talk radio and the internet. And on top of that, they want to bring in cybersecurity, which they already have in Europe, and which they admit here in the U.S. is on the verge of passing the Senate, where the federal government can, quote, shut the web down or curtail it anytime they want and federally license all ISPs that have 100 or more customers and literally bring total federal control to every facet of our lives. So the empire, George, is striking back. But the biggest news, and interrupt me anytime.
No. I'm fascinated by this because it was just a matter of time that people would start to get leverage over the Bilderbergs, but I always knew they'd come roaring back.
Well, absolutely. And again, you are to be commended because 6-7 years ago when you know, no other huge national programs, yours with 16 million listeners, no one else would give this a national platform. And 10 years ago, I mean, the New York Times made fun of myself and others saying there's no such thing as a Bilderberg group. So think how far we've come. We've come from them saying it doesn't exist, there is no global government, to now it's so out in the open. The head of the EU, Herman Van Rompuy, the outgoing head of the British government, Brown, all these world leaders are saying, yes, we want a world government. Yes, it's unelected. Yes, it's autocratic and centralized. Yes, it's authoritarian, as the Financial Times of London said, but it's for your own good. But here is the big news. Not only are they going to move with anti-gun, small arms, ban treaties that the Senate's considering right now, trying to disarm us, not only are they going to move to try to start curtailing and taxing and shutting down the alternative media that is supplanting the dominant mainstream media, and talk radio is seen as part of that because it's a longer format, has guests, has hosts, has callers. They don't control it. So talk radio is seen as part of that constellation, and we've seen the Obama czars call for it. We've seen the senators call for it. So people know that's happening. But now Bilderberg is saying, we've got to do this. You've got this perfect storm of mainstream media that's dying and being destroyed by alternative free media. And so they're basically in league with the government wanting to shut us down. So we're all in this together. Now, here's the big news. Not only are they doing that, for the first time in over a decade, they have never agreed to this. For the first time, the big split 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, last year, was that the majority of them were not for attacking Iran, believing it could pull in China and Russia and start World War III.
That's changing, isn't it?
That has now changed. I have this from multiple sources that are inside the Bilderberg Group, not members, but their huge staffs and attendees. And I have it separately from Jim Tucker, who's always been accurate and has the sources as well. Almost all of them, the vast majority, have green-lighted an attack on Iran sometime in the next year. And then as soon as that was announced, suddenly we're hearing, okay, the sanctions are on. Israel's got three nuke subs off the coast of Iran with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles.
And bin Laden is in Iran.
And now the media is telling us bin Laden's reportedly popping back up, so we've got to go into Iran. All of this is happening now because every analyst I trust and I talk to, plus my own historical understanding, and of course I want to get your take on this, George, is that every time you have a global financial meltdown engineered by this very group on record, and we have Goldman Sachs and others on record with Timberwolf betting against their own housing products they're selling to consolidate power and make huge profits. Well, the Bilderberg Group are the masters of this. Every time globalists get in trouble, before World War I, before World War II, you name it, they always launch a war because that's a political distraction, and it diverts the public away from their daily sorrows and gets them to rally around the government to give up their liberties and freedoms. So war is huge on the agenda right now.
I think you're absolutely right, Alex. It's something I've been feeling for a very long time. You know how intuitive I get. And I just think that this puzzle that they've been trying to put together, when they had all their little pieces scattered all over the table, are now being put into place, and they're getting very close. And as you say so correctly, the one thing they did not anticipate was the world population becoming more aware of what they want to do. And that has happened dramatically fast.
Well, it has. And I've got a few other pieces of info we can talk about after the break, but the other huge piece of information that people need to understand is that the Trilateral Commission in the 70s said they would create three global competing currencies, the dollar, the euro, and an Asian-backed currency, and they've got two of those in place right now, and the Asian Union is now being put in place. They would then have them compete with each other and then go to a global cashless digital currency. That's all on record. That is not secret. That's publicly hidden in plain view.
After all, three clobber each other, huh?
Exactly. But they're going ahead and trying to skip the final piece of that and go directly to a SDR, where the central banks just issue their own cashless currency amongst themselves, giving these private banks total control and breaking their last link to national governments. But here's the problem. They needed to get their, quote, G20 global constitution, global carbon tax, global VAT tax in place first.
And they haven't done that yet, Alex.